Mitchie, I've not spoken to you for a long, long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Welcome back. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
And Mitchie, of course, is from Tidal Tau. Now, in case you lived on another planet, we're going to find out what Tidal Tau is all about.
Yeah, so basically we've started about 11 years ago. And the big aim with my business is to teach people to snorkel so that when they go into our tidal pools, they don't go and do damage, you know, stand on the beautiful corals and things that are so important. But at the same time, I want people to, maybe I want to help them create a hobby. So I want to educate them about the marine life. And once they can snorkel comfortably, it's something they can eventually do on their own and help me look after these amazing creatures. So, yeah, I do rocky shore walks as well if you don't want to get into the water. We also have like a discover trip, which is for beginner snorkelers. We do night snorkeling for more advanced snorkelers. And then we also have an explorer trip where it's also for advanced snorkelers, but then we go up in between natural gullies. And all our trips are private tours. So if you book, it's only your group that will be taking out and giving you a good time for about 2 hours.
Non-swimmers, are they allowed or not?
Unfortunately, you will be signing an indemnity form to state that you can swim. It's purely for safety reasons.
Okay.
If you can't swim and you sign it, it's on your own. But I do send pool noodles with, and also we don't go deeper than 2 meters.
Okay.
So it's quite shallow and safe, protected areas we go into.
Tell me about the night snorkeling. Sounds exciting. Tell me, maybe I'm sounding like an idiot, but how do you get things lit up? Is it something on your forehead or to light up the water? How does it work?
Yeah, so what we do is we give everyone an underwater torch. So it's a torch you hold in your hand.
Ah.
And then the guide will also have a torch and a UV light. And that's the beauty of night snorkeling, is we get to show you how the corals and zoanthids glow underwater at night.
That must be beautiful.
Definitely. And also the thing is, the animals that come out in the night, the nocturnal creatures, you don't ever see them in the day.
Tell us about who comes out at night.
We see the most craziest, strangest crabs. So we've got these crabs called a decorator crab. You don't see them.
Decorator.
Yeah, it literally looks like this fluffy crab walking around, almost like a fluffy sea star that I can describe best, you know?
What do they do in the day then if they only come out at night?
Hiding.
Just sleep.
Hiding and sleeping.
Okay.
And then the opposite, in the night, the fish are actually sleeping. So you'll find them all sleeping under the corals and rocks, and they actually form like a cocoon around them, a slimy mucus, just to protect themselves. So whenever a predator comes, it can't grip and bite on the fish because it's so slimy.
They don't sort of lie down at the bottom. They're sort of like upright, sleeping, with that film around them.
Yes, so they've got that slimy mucus around them, but they do lean against something.
Okay,
yeah, all right. Definitely. And some of them even right down on the seafloor, they'll be lying against a rock or something.
That's so interesting.
Just hiding.
If I remember rightly, because as I say, I think it's over a year or more since I spoke to you, there was a website with some beautiful pictures of what you're describing. Is that still up and running?
It's still up and running. So if you Google Snorkel Belita, you'll actually find our page, Tidal Tau, our website. And we actually try and identify everything. So there's a site called iNaturalist that we've linked. And if you ever want to try and find out what critter you are seeing, you can just go on there and even upload things. And that will help scientists around the world to actually...
Wow.
That help make a whole database of animals and see where they occur, when they occur.
Isn't nature wonderful?
Yeah, it's amazing, eh?
So is it just one place that you work from? What do you call it? A tidal pool, do you?
So I actually work from home. All bookings are done online. But our activities are done between Belito, Salt Rock and Sheffield. So our tidal pools are mainly for the beginner snorkels and night snorkeling. And then... up in Sheffield, we go into these natural gullies where we do the explorer trip, the more advanced snorkel.
I'm thinking that you would have done deep sea diving. I just feel that.
Yeah, that is definitely something I used to do.
Wow, is that really exciting?
It is a whole different world. So, You are literally, I would say, the intertidal zone where my business focuses on is mainly a nursery. And then if you go out to sea, you get to the bigger animals.
I'd be so scared. I really would.
You get to see the sharks.
Have you swum with the sharks?
Oh, yeah. I've actually, if you go with Blue Ocean Scuba up at Olive Oil Shell, you can actually go snorkel with them. So you literally go out by boat. They say jump.
What kind of sharks are they? The ones that don't eat you?
Well, these are black tip reef sharks. And I think they're actually used to people by now.
Sure.
Yeah, but they literally like dogs, eh? They're so curious and inquisitive. So they'll come close to you. And then they'll rub against you and then they move off.
Oh, no.
But whatever you do, don't have blingy things and don't have your fingers out there because they will.
Why is that bling things? Why?
Attracts them and they want to bite and see what it is.
Like rings and stuff like that.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about? Oh, really?
Even a camera. The reflection of your camera lens.
And not come and bite. Not aggressively, but more trying to find out what it is.
That's exactly. And obviously, they don't have hands to touch. They have to use their mouth.
Have you got a big cage that I could be inside when we go down together? Is that fine?
I want to be out there with them, not in a cage.
I'm talking about me being in that cage, watching you. All right, now, when we just off air, you told me there was something exciting you were going to talk about. What was that?
Yes, so today I want to just chat to everyone about snorkeling yourself healthy and happy. You know, it's still a bit in the beginning of the year and you're seeing a lot of people exercising and jogging. And I want to let you guys all that know that snorkeling has just as much benefits. And the beauty of it, you know, when I first started Tidal Tower, I would always think, you know, people would remember the colorful fish and the critters and the beautiful corals. But the more I listened to my guests, the more I realized that they're actually more enjoying the peacefulness and the calm.
Tranquility rules supreme.
Tranquility, definitely. And the thing also is, it is such an easy way to get fit, and it's good for your body and your mind, and you're literally doing exercise without knowing it. And if you're suffering from anxiety, or maybe have some depression, or, you know, you're ADHD, the thing with snorkeling is once you go underwater and you're observing all the different creatures, you're in their habitat and observing how these animals are working together and doing their thing, it switches your mind off from all your stress that you've got.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just amazing, eh?
And completely safe as well.
Yeah, and then also you get the breathing aspect. You are really focusing on your breathing, and that's almost like a meditation state, going
Fantastic.
Into yoga, like Great. The breathing you do in yoga.
All right, so how do we book?
Okay, so if you want to book, best thing is to just Google Snorkel Bolito. You'll find my website and my contact number on that page called Tidal Tower. You can even drop me a WhatsApp message or complete the booking form, so I'll get an email and reply to that for you.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Dave.
It's so good to see you again.
Likewise.
I hope we're going to see you more often.
Oh, yes. I'll be here every Friday, 3:30.
All right. Have an amazing weekend, won't you?
You too.
Good to see you.
Take care.